Let's bring him in. We're going to talk a little football. Mike Kosi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine morning?
I'm great.
Well, that's good you're great. We need you to be great.
I just saw that if you wanted to drive into Lower Manhattan, it costs you an extra $11.50 to use the privilege of use Mayor de Blasio's streets. Just another reason to stay out of New York for me.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, he's putting in a new law that if you want to drive in Manhattan below 60th Street, there's an $11.50 surcharge. Yes, sir.
Ah, yes. Nothing like capitalism. All right.
Getting capitalism, that's socialism.
That's thievery, actually.
Welcome to New York. Now get out. Right. Just drop your wallet at the tunnel.
All right. So now we have to look at the predictions here. We have to go to our predictions. All right.
Yep, I got mine written down.
Well, just wait a second here. Now I got to.
No, I know what mine are. I'm not this way. I'm not swaying.
No, you're not swaying. All right. We'll start off with the first game. You tell me who you've got.
All right, hold on. I got to find out who the first game is. The first game's Jacksonville at New England.
Yeah.
New England in a close game, winning late to hold the interest of the people in another fixed game. Your pick.
All right. I'm picking the Jaguars in a close game.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know. It's the NFL, you know. It's the NFL. Maybe they're gonna.
Anything could happen here.
All right. Now the second game, I'll give you mine first.
Okay.
It's gonna surprise you, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take the Eagles.
Okay. And your reason? There is none.
The reason is just like the first game. I mean, there's no team. Really, the Patriots are the only team that really stand out, but still in the NFL, no team really, any team can be in another team.
Yep. I'm going with Minnesota, so we're on the opposite of both games. And the reason why I'm taking Minnesota is because the game is fixed. They want Minnesota to play in the Super Bowl in their home city. First time ever the team gets the opportunity to do it. They swayed the last play of the game last week to have Minnesota win that game. And somehow, some way, Minnesota will win this game to play in the Super Bowl in Minnesota. So my picks are New England and Minnesota. And New England has to win because Jacksonville against anybody is going to cause more people to watch anything but the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday. So capitalism now wins.
Okay. All right. Hey, I want to switch to baseball for a second.
Okie dokie.
See where the Major League Baseball Players Association rejected the Major League pitch clock proposal? They wanted to institute a 20-second pitch clock and limit mound visits.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
There is a pitch clock.
Yeah.
It's not 20 seconds, but there is the pitch clock and the timing in pitching and going to the mound for conversation is not the reason why baseball takes so long. And why do people have such a problem with a sport that has a play more frequently than the play in football? And football has timeouts for everything.
Yeah.
They have timeouts after the kickoff. They have timeouts after the touchdown. They have timeouts when Joe Blow's blowing his nose. They have timeouts for the ridiculous reviews they have. Why are they picking up? You don't like the way baseball is? Don't watch it. That's all.
And
who cares what you do?
Now with football, they have these stupid 20-second timeouts while the action's going on.
They have the split-screen commercial.
Yeah, that just drives me crazy.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. The pitch clock has nothing to do with the time of a baseball game. Baseball, unlike football, takes intelligence on every pitch because on every pitch you're thinking three pitches ahead to set up another pitch. And it's not to the point yet where every strike is going to be scrutinized on a replay, although it may be coming, and then you'll have six-hour games. But I bet you the fans would be happy to sit through a six-hour baseball game where every pitch is scrutinized, because then they can say, well, it's right. Yeah, okay. Whatever. Make it 15 seconds. I don't care. When I pitched, I got the ball back. I kicked around the rubber because my brain was working as I was pitching, and I knew what I was going to throw two pitches down the road. A lot of these pitchers don't even know. Some of them might have to be pointed in the direction on the mound on which way the plate actually is.
I think baseball is fine.
Baseball is a different game.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's a game, really, to me, that you can enjoy on TV, and you do enjoy on TV. But if you get the chance to go to a game, it's even better. But still, baseball is baseball. It's got its own brand. And leave it alone like that, on certain things like that.
You know what the problem is? All of these sports got along just fine with the human element of error in it. And when you take the human element of error out, it's too sanitized and it doesn't mean anything. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to look at a ball if it's over the fence or if it's fair or foul around the pole. That's where you need your replays. But these replays of a guy who's clearly stolen second base and his derriere lifts a millimeter up off the base as he's coming up on a pop slide and the second baseman keeps his glove on him and it's a tagged out, that's where you don't need it. I mean, and it's just baseball is not a bit deep replay sport like they made football. And if you really like this replay after replay after replay in football, well, then, I don't know, got more power to you, because that's one of the reasons why I don't watch it.
All right. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. We have racing or anything else you want to cover in the next minute?
Yeah,
I got
a couple of things. I didn't know I only had a minute and a half.
Yeah,
Last night, the Rangers struggled and came out with the win against Buffalo. They beat the worst team in hockey 4-3 last night. Well, the worst team in the East in hockey 4-3 last night. The Islanders got smashed by Boston last night, 5-2. And the Devils with a big win last night. They were up on Washington, blew the lead, went to overtime, scored a goal in overtime, and the Devils with a big win last night against Washington. So the Rangers squeaked by, the Islanders went down, and the Devils had themselves a big win yesterday and sets up for a nice win, a nice game Saturday for the Devils playing against the Flyers. The Flyers have been playing well, too. They beat up Toronto yesterday 3-2 in a very physical game. And the Rangers go to Colorado Saturday, and Colorado's won their last eight. So Colorado's not the laughing stock of the league like they have been the past few years. They're very competitive, and Colorado had a big win last night against San Jose, 5-3. So some good games this weekend, especially on Saturday. And the Islanders go to Chicago, and what should be a must-win for the Islanders on the road. Couple of races real quickly. The seventh race tomorrow, it's at Gulfstream Park. They have the Sunshine Millions races. They're decent races. They're not good. They're all only restricted for Florida breds. Two horses in here that look out for me. One is the six-horse Enterprising, trained by Mark Maker. Won the preview for this race at Calder in November 3 months ago. Why they have a preview 3 months before the race, I don't know. But Enterprising is going to be a tough horse. And the four horse is an interesting horse for me. The trainer's been putting out some live horses at big price. Meet Lily Kurtnitz, the four Manchurian High, coming off hurdle races in the fall, has a good record at Gulfstream Park. And 12-1 morning line makes this horse interesting. So a 6-4, 4-6 in the seventh at Gulfstream. And just one more race that I want to get to because we're limited on time. The 10th race is the Sunshine Million Filly and Mare Turf. Draws a nice field of 10. Awful lot of speed in this race. I think it sets up real nice for two horses in here. The two-horse, Bonita, is a horse that's going to sit off the pace and make a late run and should really, really appreciate it. And the outside horse, a long shot, Ava London, a 20-1 shot, trained by Angel Penna, a lightly raced turf horse, showed a decent foot on it last time, but at 20-1 in a race full of speed when horses are going to be closing, I think Ava Lund is going to be a good horse to use in here. So in the 10th race tomorrow, the 2 Bonita is my top pick, and I'm going to throw the 9 Ava Lund at 20-1 to spice up my exacta.